Let these guys tell you what they would do for a waffle hot dog. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Gotta love the majority to get things started.
Yeah, buddy.
On another episode of the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Two High Dads.
What's up, Josh?
What up, my man? Good to see you well, Jace.
So we're back.
In effect, that was
the majority.
Yeah, shouts out to them. Love and...
It's called Let It Go.
Let It Go, yes.
Yeah. That's the one on the radio right now, right?
That is the one on the radio, and I pick up their debut album. Solid work by these brothers up there in Vegas.
So how you living, man?
Oh, man, it's been a week. It's been a rough week, man. And both our kids, the household, sick.
Sickness in the family, yeah. But that's dad life, man. It just goes around and around and around.
No, it literally does. It goes from one body to the next. Then it goes to you. And then it goes back to the person who got everybody sick. And it never ends.
Yeah.
Unless you just take a bat and like Clorox and whatnot.
Did you get sick or you avoided it?
No, I avoided it. So far, my body is made out of iron. I never get sick.
It's just because you drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, I drink lots of alcohol. And that's the reason why I do call out to be sick is because I'm hungover. Which is not the best of dad moves, but
speaking of calling out, you may have to call out tomorrow after going to watch that basketball game this afternoon.
Wow, that was
game six of the NBA Finals, Toronto Raptors versus the Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors, yeah.
Who lost.
They lost finally when it mattered. And it was crazy because, so they're, everybody how much they follow the basketball, but Kevin Durant out. He ruptured his Achilles.
Yep.
So they forced game six in Golden State. And then they were playing awesome. And then Klay Thompson, he gets hurt.
Yep.
So he busts. I couldn't handle, after breaking my leg, I was squeamish already, but after I broke my leg, now I'm extra squeamish. That TV, they were showing that injury over and over again. I'm like, yo, dog, we get it. His knee, it wasn't supposed to go that way.
But didn't he just then turn right back around? And
I know. How's the balls on that guy?
Is it? Or was he just kind of psych? Oh, was it really that hurt to begin with?
No, I think he was legitimately hurt. Your knee, your leg is not supposed to bend that way. So I think it was all adrenaline. So he runs down the hallway, and then somebody hollers at him, like, hey, yo, get out, back out there. Because I didn't realize this. The guys, I went to go watch it at the social. They said if Thompson didn't shoot those free throws, he cannot come back into the game. He is out.
Yeah. Which
I didn't
is
know
why,
that.
Yeah.
So I think this is what it is. Some guy went down the hallway. He's like, hey, yo, bro, you got to shoot these free throws.
And you're coming back into the game.
Yeah. No, I mean, he knocked them down and he started running. And I'm like, whoa, this guy. But then they took him out. And then
see, he went back out. And then he ended up leaving the arena on crutches.
Right.
So.
See, I was telling my friends and I was like, why is he leaving? Like, why is he not back on the bench rallying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I feel you.
And it was the same thing when KD got hurt. I'm like, where are you going to go? Wait, are you going to? Why are you rushing to go to the hospital for it? I mean, you didn't lose a leg.
How about them Raptors, though? Third straight win at Oracle Arena.
Which is not going to be around anymore. Right?
Dunzos. Like, everybody was thinking, oh, the last one was the last. But, oh, this was the last one. And that really was the last one.
Yeah, shouts out to all the Raptor fans that I know, which all of a sudden my cousin showed up, and I don't know where he got that jersey from. I don't know if it's Photoshopped or what, but he's posting online. Shouts out to Brandon and Jabroni. So after Brandon, the makeshift fan, I don't know Raptor fans.
I know a lot more now because I'm a Iolani boy, right? And Iolani is representing hard for Toronto right now because the general manager of the basketball team is the youngest GM in the NBA, Mr. Bobby Webster.
Bobby? Robert? Oh, he goes by Bobby.
Bobby.
Oh, it's Bobby.
Iolani boy. Cool. And now you can call him an NBA champion.
Wow.
I'm trying to think.
So, wait. So, you're an Iolani grad?
Yes.
He is older or younger?
Younger than me. I remember him. He's not going to remember me because he's like a little rugrat when I was at Iolani. But it's a beautiful thing because, you know, number one, there's more Hawaii people doing big things than ever before, like across the board, not just on the field, but off the field. When was the last time you thought anybody from Hawaii was going to be in the front office of an NBA team? I mean?
Wow, nobody.
So there you go. Wow. And he's the youngest in the league.
I wonder how he got into it. Maybe we should have him on the podcast. Maybe we can try to get him on the podcast. Pull some strings back at the your alma mater.
Yeah, we'll see what
Holler
happens.
At him. We'll how much money happens. We got to donate to the cause?
I don't know. But they were all over at, a lot of Iolani people were down in Kaka'ako today at, what's it called? What's the bar?
Pitch?
The Pitch Sports Bar, yes.
Is that an Iolani bar?
There is Iolani ownership, and there's a lot of Iolani representation there, but they were all over there. And the one thing, it was getting a little too close to the line where they were trying to say the Iolani Raptors. I was like,
If I were to go down there and wear like navy, dark blue and white and with a K on top of
my hat.
I'd
slap you.
You would slap me?
Yeah, why not?
Would my drinks be double?
Nah, I just slap it. It's still sell your drinks. You know what I'm saying? I think they had a bigger problem with the hat you got on right now.
Really?
Fly, wow. Eagles, fly.
What? I like Pitch.
Yeah, but no, Pitch is cool. Derek, my brother Derek, he's one of the owners over there. He used to be at Living Room. Very long time ago. Pre-dad life.
Oh, my gosh. Now you just draw me back to the wharf.
Yeah, but anyways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's stay on track.
Okay. Oh, brah! So speaking of the NBA finals and whatnot, what do you think about Drake? I mean, he's super extra. But they were cutting away because they had Raptors had a little like a little watching party up there in Toronto.
Yep.
And he was like living it. Now we have to listen. I mean, I don't know how much you follow basketball, but now
enough to know that you're going to have to listen to. But the thing is, if your team wins, then you have the right to do that until the next season starts and then into the season. Like, it'd be nice if Golden State just shut them up, but what you going to do? Mm. It's not like you were on the court. Like, and the bigger problem I have is when Drake's trying to get all up in these NBA players' faces. Like, he's like,
he's like, at one point he was touching, he was grabbing people. Yeah. I mean, it was his own team, but I mean.
But then the league came and said, like, nobody, whether you're Drake or anybody else, should be touching team, coaches, staff, players.
I agree. So I think he crossed the line, but, I mean, he's Drake.
And?
It's different up there in Canada. I guess the rules. What's that TV? I mean, it's free. It's free medical.
TV show?
It's free medical. Yeah. It's free medical in Canada. You can do whatever you want. All right. Hobra.
What?
So you're talking about local, the local vibe in the sports world.
Yeah.
Reaching further and further. And, talk about Miami Marlins, Jordan Yamamoto.
Oh, bruh.
So we both love baseball.
Yeah, obviously.
So he got called up from Double A. Forget Triple A. He came up from Double A.
Sometimes, like, that's kind of preordained, though. They kind of already.
You don't have to.
They already know that you're on the way. You know what I mean? Like, some players have already, when they sign, they get their deal, when they start the journey, the big league club already has a plan.
He's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, like, I didn't realize he was a part of the Christian Yelich trade that sent Yelich to the Brewers. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he was a part of that big trade.
Okay. So. Okay, but he was he came out and shut it
down. He was throwing fire.
Seven innings.
No runs.
Nope.
No runs. And then I was looking on Twitter and they were showing some highlights of the game and he struck out Colton Wong.
Oh yeah, they had the matchup, right?
Yeah, and it was hilarious. So he struck him out, and then they kind of zoomed in because I guess he was the third out, and he kind of gave this like freaking guy smile. I was like, "This Hans is freaking
How are you gonna act this?"
I know, that was pretty cool. I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was like a hey, I see what you're doing, bro. I see. Represent Hawaii.
He's the big brother from Big Island, right? FBI. That's true.
So has Colton Wong took over the mantle of the Hawaiian in the major leagues, you know, is Agbayani.
Well, he definitely has the highest profile. I would say that after Shane kind of retired,
yeah.
Right. You know, you could say who is it? Dontrell? No, not Dontrell.
Not Dontrell Willis. Come on, what you talking about, Willis?
No, he's probably had the highest profile. So yeah, I would say Colton is the representative of the 50th state right now.
Because I know they have some locals still playing, but then, I mean, they're like, they're bouncing minor leagues or,
yeah.
I mean, does
I forget. What did you play in high school?
I played volleyball.
I remember now.
I played volleyball.
Was
played
that
volleyball.
In the short shorts era? Wait,
ball huggers. Ball huggers.
You should go check out the Instagram account, 2HI Dads.
Ever find a picture of me playing volleyball, that would be the pull of the century.
At least we can get your senior portrait, and I right? Because that, because that's what's there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That was 20 years. So, yeah. 20, hey, there you go. Thank you so much. Yeah, 20. that hairdo I had was womp womp womp.
Yeah,
I used to rock the middle part.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then my hair just parted off of my head. So it's not. It's definitely not there anymore. But yeah. So yeah, 20 years out from my reunion.
The reason why that's I was that. Asking because right. Volleyball, it's it's kind of close to the dodgeball.
You do take it to the face
if
once
you can
in a while.
Dodge a ball or dodge a hammer. What is it?
Patches of Houlihan. Yeah. Patches. Yeah. Well, so they were there. I saw. It's funny that you brought that up because there was an article online saying that it's some professors are talking about dodgeball in high school. It's like what is that word? Like, not denigrate, but isn't the word denigrate?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, because they're saying, you know, whether you're going for headshots or, you know, trying to show how agile you were, just like hiding behind the fat kid in class.
Me, right. That's what I was. I was the sacrifice. Peg 'em!
University professors in Canada called it a tool of oppression.
Oppression. That was the word. That is the word. But you know what? That's growing up. Well, that is what it is. They're the sacrificial lambs.
In this day and age where everybody's a soft flower, and they say it's teaching kids to dehumanize their peers.
Not, you really? Take out the weak links. You take them out first.
That's what I'm saying.
They take up space.
You learn how to survive. You know what I mean? Like, dodgeball was fun.
Oh, man. You remember getting whacked with those rubber balls?
I used to get face, in the side of the head. But at the same time, after a while, you learn how to deflect. You know what I mean? You could deflect and then catch the ball. Right?
That's pretty good, man. Yeah.
Right? Or you deflect and it hits the other kid back, and then that kid was out, right?
Right.
Yeah, it was all about defense. A good defense is a solid offense, man.
Wow, look at you, coach.
In second grade.
It's like, but
these streets of Iolani's lower school, brah. We had so much trouble back in the day.
But I mean,
State Street gangsters.
I always that was like the rite of passage, though, dodgeball. It was
a lot of things. Yeah, totally.
You grow up playing dodgeball. And then you graduate to sham battle. I was more of a sham battle.
Guy. But we had recess, and we had like kids with imagination, right? So this is back when I remember we was playing football, it's two hand touch football, but you were reliving the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like we had the whole Chicago Bears lineup, and we'd go play these other dudes from another grade and school them every time because everybody was the certain dude from the 1986 Chicago Bears.
Right. At the fridge. Were you the fridge?
No, because we're playing two-hand touch. Oh. So I wasn't very good, so I didn't really.
But I would have to tend to kind of brush off that article because I think it's all a part of growing up.
Well, it says the study found that, you know, the more athletic students often dictated the rules. You know, because they didn't care about the kids
such
who couldn't
life.
Play. Yeah, so they picked the teams that allowed them to then gang up on other kids, and you know, it wasn't cool like that.
Here's my dad take right here. Yeah. I bet you these guys that wrote this article was the last ones picked, and they were the scrubs.
You know, I would not be surprised. But that's the other thing too. Is like now, your kid gets smacked in the face too many times, they'll go back and sue the school, sue the other kid's parents or whatever. Nice. Like, how would you want it if your boys went broke somebody's face and then now you got to pay for it?
Yeah.
Where it used to be just go ice them, okay?
The true dad in me would be like, that's BS. That's BS.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, speaking of dads. Father's Day is coming up this Sunday.
Is it?
It is, my friend. Come on, you're supposed to know that this is our day. This is our Christmas.
I get a day?
We always get a day every year.
Could have fooled me. I've been a dad going on almost 4 years now. You could have fooled me. I get a day, like a whole day, like 24 hours. Get 24 minutes for me, like that'd be sweet.
Wow. You definitely need a day, Home Slice.
I need a day.
You need a day. Okay, so
what are you going to do for Father's Day?
What am I? I actually have to work.
Because you know what? I do too.
Yay! Hey! Ding, 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 ding. Sunday's my Monday, yo.
Mortgage still got to get paid, bro. Yeah,
on Father's Day, I have to go and clean up after other people's kids.
Lucky you.
That's the realization. And I'm like, ugh.
I'm going to be sitting around making sure that if the world ends, you know about it.
check your ads, your mentions, check your mentions. So we posted up on our Instagram. And if you guys haven't, if you're listening to this, for some reason, you got a hold of this podcast. It's Two High Dads on top of the Instagram. And so we posted up, what do you want for Father's Day? Because actually I saw an article online that the top three things that fathers wanted. I think it was in the New York Post, which is, pretty big publication.
You would think so,
right? So I think they said 40% would want a fat, juicy steak.
I feel you.
The other one was, I do believe they wanted some time alone.
Okay.
And then the number one thing that they wanted was a call from their kids.
A call from your kids.
That sounds kind of like old.
I'm gonna
And I'm like, why can't I have all of that?
Well, I want to shout out to the homeboy who's going to remain nameless because it would affect his job, who said, I want strippers and cocaine.
Shout out to my man.
He knows.
He was keeping it real.
And he knows who he is. And I got a feeling he may actually hear this at some point.
And you know what's so funny is that he knew. He knew how awesome this answer was. He didn't post it in the comment section. He slid into the DMs. So shout out to my...
Shouts out to the homie.
That was one of the answers. Another one was at Samoan Animal.
Yep.
He chimed in. He said he wanted to talk to his dad, which
people will say that, you know, various reasons. Don't have that opportunity.
Exactly. Which makes us as fathers, you know, it really takes on. It takes on a lot.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, when you get up on Sunday, is the day, like, I know you got to go to work, but is the day more about your sons, your boys doing something for you, or you showing appreciation for the ability to be a father? You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's both.
I'm going to get up, and my kid's going to want to do stuff and have a good time and whatever, whatever, whatever. And it's going to be more about my kid. And that's how I want it. You know what I mean?
So it's you know, funny you say that. It's like when it comes to my birthday, the kids always ask, "Oh, all right, Dad, what are we gonna do? What you want to do for your birthday?" And I'm like, "What do you want to do for your birthday?" Wow. I know, I totally blew it. Right? Yeah. So what? So I forget that. I think for my birthday for the past like 5 years, we've gone to like Genki.
See, I had this big. Discussion with my wife 1 year because I wanted to spend my birthday at Aulani taking my kid to the
character breakfast.
Yeah, whatever that stuff is, right?
That sounds like a good deal.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll spend the night at Bar Leather Apron, give me the credit card, and let's go. Mm. But it was
also a good thing.
Good fun out there chilling at Aulani with the family. You know what I mean?
What'd you do?
Ate food, saw Mickey.
Yeah, attaboy.
What do you do with Aulani?
That's a bondo. Did you actually get a room? No.
I got validated parking. You gotta spend what, $50 or whatever, right? You get that, you get validated.
$50? That's all you spend at Aulani? Get out of here with that.
No, but we spend more than that. No, you just gotta have a round of drinks and you spend $50, but you buy toys, eat food, walk around. Yeah.
So did the little one get to go swim in the pool area?
Not yet. That's what we're working on. Well, the problem was too is that
don't you have to be like some kind of
You got to be a hotel guest.
And they actually regulate that. They got the
got bracelets.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
it's expensive.
Hell, I know that. We went. Our family went down to the character breakfast. I think it was almost like tree spins for everybody's
grandma. Much.
Yeah, and I was like, and it was the all you can eat. I don't know what it was. It was one of the buffets.
Yeah,
and I'm like.
We're
eating.
Yeah.
Right. Mickey's gonna come around. Yeah. Cool. Eat.
The food's actually pretty good though.
It's actually really good. Yeah. Really good. I actually was surprised.
Breakfast is the cheapest meal of the day.
All you can eat bacon, I'm in.
Oh, and they have the Mickey pancakes.
I skipped that. I
went you didn't get the Mickey face pancakes?
No. The kids did. Straight for the bacon. It's like bacon, rice, and eggs. That's all it is. That's super okay.
So this year, is there a plan?
For Father's Day?
Yeah.
I gotta go work. I don't know. I don't get up.
You're done with work.
That's a good one. Well, then you gotta start gauging what's out. What time do you power work? I power work at 3.
2:30.
Same thing. Okay, so you live in Kalihi, townie.
Yep.
I live out Makakilo side.
So you'd be home by like 4? What you gonna do for dinner?
4? You're talking about I'd be home at 3 o'clock. I get up at 2:45. I live 5 minutes away from work. I'm not too sure what we would do. Maybe go to the beach or something.
Think so?
Yeah, I go White Plains. And then I'm not a big day of guy. Like I'm down to like so me and the old lady, we both work on Sundays.
Yep.
So and then the kids go to grandma's house there and say this. So I'm thinking like I don't mind doing it on another day. Are you the same way?
Oh yeah, I got no problem with that. Right. I run into issues with people saying, "Well, why can't we do it today? Like, why we gotta do it another day? How come how come you don't care? Like, don't you?"
It's not like we don't care. That's not true. Speaking of this kind of things, Valentine's Day. I am anti on Valentine's Day guy because it's an absolute S show, trying to get anything.
It's a money grab.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to jack stuff up for Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not a big day of fan. I'm like.
But you got to do something. Which is why you just plan ahead and do the important things. And
that is true. So, okay. So what you got?
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Come home.
Yes, to my dad.
Yeah, come home. My kid will probably be sleeping, taking her nap. So wait for her to get
naps
up.
Again. Just to have naps.
Well, that'd be nice if I could take a nap. But the problem is, by the time I get home, I try to lay down, then the nap is over for the kid. And then not napping. Oh, you're home. Because I've been gone since 6 in the morning, right? So, I don't know. We're,
Dad, let's go to the park.
Well, that's the thing. We probably go to a playground, or I got an Elks. You know, remember at the Elks, we might go to the pool. Since you don't see a pool over here at Casa de Kalihi Valley.
At least the
Go stand outside in the jungle or something.
Again, we are broadcasting from the very posh.
It is what it is until we can find our sponsor.
I like this place. I like our spot, though. I really like it.
I'd like it if somebody was bringing us some food and drink.
All right, okay. Just try me hints.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, sponsors. Right. Holla.
Oh.
Bruh.
Yes.
So what?
This weekend, what are we going to do this weekend? What's coming up this weekend? We got the ESPN Sports Festival.
Yeah.
I'm taking my kids this Saturday down there at the Blaze. We went there two years in a row. I believe 2 years. I know we went last year. It was actually good fun. They did the... It was the, what's the opposite of the arena side? What is that called?
Exhibition
hall. Exhibition hall, yeah. So they did all awesome. Lots of activities. They have like batting cages. They got football. You can toss the football. They got a tennis thing going on.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
How much does it cost to get in?
It's free. It's free.
Street parking.
But
it ain't free if you got unless you got an electric vehicle. Nah, then you gotta pay for Blaisdell parking.
Yeah, right? Nah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That's Uber. What I'm saying.
Ain't Uber.
No, that's street parking.
Wow.
Just but yeah, the kids actually, walk. You got a problem making your kids walk? I don't.
I am the dad that will park the furthest away from the shopping. Wherever we have to go,
my wife have discussions sometimes because she'd rather just pay for parking. And I'm like. We're just going to park over there and
he'll fit in.
I'll drop you off. I'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes. So I walk the 4 blocks from
that's a dad
where the free parking is, right?
Definitely dad move. Definitely a dad move. But yeah, ESPN, this sports festival this weekend. Looking forward to it. My kids had a blast last year.
You know what? I'm actually thinking about the movies because Secret Life of Pets 2.
Yes.
Opened up. You've heard about that movie.
Oh my gosh, my kids. They like it.
You know, the first one, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Did you know they had the Switch, the dog? Because it was Louis C.K. the first time around.
Ooh, yeah, he's...
It's not him anymore.
Yeah. He ain't doing so well.
Well, it's another dude now. And then Toy Story 4 is coming out.
Next week, the 21st.
You think the boys are going to want to see that?
I want to see it. Because, I mean, you know how they start really hyping it up because it's dope. Like on those channels, like the kids channels, they'll start playing Toy Story, Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
It's like how they did Endgame for me. They totally suckered me in, as usual.
Think so.
Oh, I know. So I'm going to definitely, that might be one of those, dad's going to have to take one for the team and we're buying actual movie tickets.
Here's the question. Because I've been doing this for a while.
Okay.
Is you can go on to like Fandango and...
you're a Fandango guy.
Well, you can use that... You know what app I'm talking
about. No, I'm not joking.
Right?
Yeah.
You have some technological abilities over here to put that on your phone and you can see the movies. And now because you can reserve seats, like... You can pick out your seats and it's real convenient, right?
It is. It's super convenient.
Keyword is convenient. Because when you look at that app... Elsewhere in the app, there's a convenience fee.
Ooh, what?
You didn't know that?
Well, I haven't. I have downloaded the app. That doesn't mean I'm using the app.
I forget how much it is, but you pay like $5-6
per ticket.
Not per ticket, but like in total. Like if I was taking the family, like okay. I remember I took the family, and there's like a couple bucks a ticket, but there's like a convenience charge to be able to use
right out of that.
To be able to use the app. And it's like, would you rather do that or would you go? to the theater and pay there?
I think it depends on how much you really want to see the movie. Because if you want to spend that convenience fee, they'll lock you in. You're guaranteed, right?
Well, and you know you're going to get the seat. You right. walk right in. And that's why I would do it, because we could go half hour into the movie and your seats are there. Right? Reserve seats. You're buying your tickets.
What are you doing going in half an hour late?
Why do you want to sit through those stupid previews for?
What do you mean? You pay that much? I better see anything and everything. Am I paying $12? Is it $12?
Why? So you can lie like horizontal in the theater with stink feet in the air and no shoes on.
Hey, those things are really comfortable. Like I said, I went to go see Endgame and I actually splurged for those. That was very comfortable, except for the part where my kids had to take a leak every freaking 45 minutes because I got the large fruit punch.
They're old enough to go to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
They know how to kick people in the crotch and run. Come on. Stranger danger. Kick them in the balls.
If my old lady found out, both ladies, both moms.
Yeah.
If they found out
too high that, mom,
if they found if they found out that I shooed my kids to the bathroom
and
I didn't go with them.
Really?
Yeah. There's gonna be.
How old are the boys now?
Seven. They're seven.
And they can't go to the bathroom by themselves, otherwise mom's gonna get mad.
Well, no,
the boys don't want to go to the bathroom by themselves. If I was seven, I remember being seven. I didn't want to go to the bathroom with my dad. And I didn't go to the bathroom with my dad. I had to take a leak. I went to the bathroom. What the hell?
I'm not in there.
Kailua, I was in Holiday Mart right over there at the theaters. If I had to go to the bathroom, I walked out of the theater, went to the bathroom.
If they were to tell the moms, I'll be in.
I'm not going to besmirch you of that, because there are things that you would not understand either. So I get it. I get it.
So what it is I shouldn't have ordered the 132 ounces of fruit punch that we got.
No, what you should have done was bring a plastic bag. Boy.
And a catheter.
Boy. Don't make it drip. Don't let it leak. Don't let it leak.
Yeah. How did you like the movie, son? Oh, it was great, Mom. And there was that one time that Dad made me take a piss in the bag.
I had the garbage bag with the rubber band.
Yeah, he said, suck it up, boy. We ain't going to the bathroom.
Just wrap the rubber band four times. It'll be tight enough where you'll make it so you don't have to pee.
Yeah, that's just gonna set me up for more obstacles moving forward. I'm sure my kids could go to the bathroom. I gotta be honest too. There's some sketchy cats at movies. That too.
I will give you that. That
too. There's always that.
But again, they're seven.
Well, when is the right
kick time? Somebody in the crotch and run the other way. Okay. And there's two of them.
Right. Well, how is that gonna make me look though? Say something shenanigans happen out in the bathroom, and then like, where's your dad? Oh yeah, he's inside there watching the fight scene, between Thanos and Iron Man. Mr. Lopez, can you please come to the concierge desk?
Again, why you gotta assume the worst? Just hope for the best.
Oh my gosh, that's what parents do.
You
DNA.
Got boys, bro. You got
it doesn't
boys.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
They ain't gonna learn until they get something that happens to them. What you gonna do? Helicopter their whole lives?
I am not a helicopter dad. Take that back. I am not.
You sure?
I'm definitely not a helicopter dad. Until I admit that I'm a helicopter dad. Oh, is this an intervention? I thought this was a podcast.
It is a podcast.
Okay.
But it's about to be the end of a podcast.
What? We're out of here already? Studio Clean shut down?
It's just about that time.
Man.
Gotta take a minute, though, and make sure we talk about the Instagram. Hit them again.
Yeah, so it's Two High Dads, number 2, HIDADS. And we're starting to post up a lot more stuff. So interaction, like it. Add it, like it. Likes go very far.
It's called engagement.
Engagement.
Welcome to 2019,
private, public,
my friend.
Private, public. But please engage.
We're getting there slowly but surely, because we really appreciate all the people reaching out saying, yo, what's going on?
Yeah,
how do we
what's
find the,
deal? The
podcast? How can we listen to it? I got a feeling this may be
Uh-oh.
The very first one.
What?
that other people might be able to listen to.
Oh, wait a minute.
What you think?
I should have dressed up for it.
You never know.
Oh. Well, that is good to hear, my friend.
Are you willing to start sharing this?
I am.
Is it about that time?
I think so,
man. Are we inching towards it?
I think it's time for the masses to get in on this action. And because, you know what? The more we do, it's only going to go up higher, bro. I have a feeling. We're going to get interviews. We're going to lock in some interviews. And there's a lot of people that are willing to jump on some cool dads.
And that's the thing, is it is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, and we are striving. There's so many podcasts out there that you can listen to. So many people who think they know everything running their mouths on and on and on and on and on. And we'll talk about that in future episodes. Oh. But
rant, dad rant.
Our angle is the dad life.
Yes, it is. It is.
How is it being a dad here in Hawaii and making it work? And that's what we're going for on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. I'm Jason.
Justin.
And we will see you next time. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Okay, then.
Okay, aloha, Two Hawaii Dads.
Who needs Google when you get these two old futs? The Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Gonna get out of here with
my boys for the majority. Don't forget, they're gonna be coming down July 20th up there at the Surf at the Bar. Very excited to go see them play live. This is their jam.
It's called Find Her, the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Okay. See you next time. Okay,
bye. Can somebody come and help me, please? Trying to find the one that did God that beauty. I want to find a reaper of my heart missing. Oh, of my heart missing. He said, are you sure? I said, I'm for sure. I saw her in 99 at the grocery store. She stole something of mine and I want to know where she went. So can you find her? She's around my chest of treasure. It's best we get together. You're so damn fine. Pretty did it, you be mine. So can you find her? She brought my chest of treasure. It's best we get together. You're so damn fine. Pretty did it, you be mine. I never saw someone as beautiful as her. Took me by surprise, I felt like I was in on earth. Flew up to the sky, up in the cloud is where I serve. All up in your love is where my spirit submerged. I really hope that they find you, 'cause I never thought love at first sight was ever true. I and I know where you made your debut. You're the only one I will commit it to. Get in touch because I'm falling for you. So can you find her? She grabbed my chest of treasure. It's best we get together. You're so damn fine. Pretty did it, you be mine. So can you find her? She grabbed my chest of treasure. It's best we get together. You're so damn fine.
Stealing your mangoes any chance they get. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.